With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Salem radio talk show host Charlie Kirk has been shot at an event at Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah. Correspondent Greg Cluxton has White House reaction to the shooting of Charlie Kirk, who was close to the Trump administration.
Both President Trump and Vice President Vance are asking people to pray for Charlie Kirk. Writing on his social media platform, the president described Kirk as a great guy from top to bottom. God bless him, he said. And the vice president posted on X that Kirk is a genuinely good guy and a young father.
Kirk co-founded Turning Point USA in 2012 and is known for promoting conservative causes. He has been hospitalized, his condition unknown. Kirk reportedly suffered a gunshot wound in the upper torso. A suspect has been taken into custody. A federal court ruled that Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook can remain in her position. For now, anyway.
Last month, Trump said he was firing Cook over allegations raised by one of his appointees that she committed mortgage fraud. Cook's lawyers have argued her firing was unlawful because presidents can only remove Fed governors for cause. That's typically meant inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance while in office. The allegations involve Cook's purchase of two properties in 2021 before she joined the Fed. Trump's repeatedly criticized the traditionally independent Fed and Chair Jerome Powell for being too slow to lower interest rates. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The president's legal team expected to appeal that court decision. Poland says that it and its NATO allies have shot down Russian drones, that it violated Polish airspace in what it calls an act of aggression, as Russia launched aerial attacks on Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 318 points. The NASDAQ is down 37. This is SRN News. Another medical facility gets out of the transgender business.
MultiCare Mary Bridge Children's Hospital in Tacoma, Washington will no longer give kids puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The hospital does not and will not perform sex change operations on children either. Mary Bridge is just the latest in a growing group of medical facilities that are quitting transgenderism under threat from President Trump, who says he will take away their federal funding if they don't stop. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitic attacks on the rise, even in the U.S., a growing number of Jews are buying guns. There are even Jewish gun clubs springing up around the nation. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports that one of them, Lox and Loaded, opened its first club in Chicago and now has 15 of them across the country, including in Florida, Texas, and Illinois. Jews have been amongst the racial groups least likely to own guns in the past, but that appears to be changing. This is SRN News. House Democrats retained a seat in a special election yesterday.
In the blue congressional district of Fairfax, bordering the nation's capital, where many lawn signs proclaim support federal workers, Democrat James Walkinshaw defeated Republican Stuart Whitson by a nearly 50 percentage point margin. Walkinshaw now will serve out the term of the late Congressman Jerry Connolly, who passed away recently in May from cancer and held the seat since 2009, and for whom Walkinshaw had served as a former chief of staff. George Williams, Washington.
Sandwich maker Potbelly is being acquired by the gas station and convenience store chain Racetrack for $566 million. Potbelly, which was founded in Chicago in 1977, has 445 restaurants across the U.S. The company said the deal with Racetrack will help it reach its goal of quadrupling in size to 2,000 stores. Potbelly shares jumped 32% earlier today. More details at srnnews.com.